And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up,
Doe? I'm David Jacoby. And on the cool check-in. Together, we are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, you got that look on your face like you're about to derail Revis. You got that look on your face. I know you.
You've
been doing this a long time.
I am.
I see you looking at your phone. You got that look. So you know what? I'm just going to give you the floor, young man. You can have the floor.
Thank you. I appreciate this.
If the people wanted a little trade deadline drama, they got it early. We have our first significant trade of the season at the deadline. And here are the details. It involves four teams. Houston gets Robert Covington and Jordan Bell. Atlanta picked up Clint Capella and Nene. Minnesota gets Beasley, Hernan Gomez, Turner, Vanderbilt. Atlanta's first round pick via Brooklyn. And Denver gets Napier, Green, Bonlay, Bates Diop, and Houston's first round pick. Jalen, we start with Houston.
I love
Houston. Houston didn't play Nene. Clint Capella was basically their only center. So now they have not just committed to small ball once in a while. They are all in on small ball. What do you think about the Houston Rockets asking PJ Tucker to jump center before the game?
So they're basically reinvesting in their roster. When you bring James Harden, a ball-dominant guy, into a season and he got a chance to average almost 40, and you add Russell Westbrook to the squad, and Russell's an inefficient three-point shooter, now you need to create space for him to play mid-range, to play on the post, and that has unlocked Russell's game. So now what are you going to do around them? They're going to be your centerpieces. We know PJ Tucker can guard multiple positions, but I agree with you. Having him play a lot of five and jump a center, that would be a funny visual. I think the dynamic that we're underselling in this is Jordan Bell.
Good point.
He's going to be a guy that's going to play up front, give him some strong minutes at the four, some undersized minutes at the five. He has a chance. He won't be as productive as this person. They hope that he becomes what Montrezl Harrell is doing kind of for the Clippers in a lot of ways. He's going to seem undersized, but at the same time, he's a good rim roller and a finisher. He's going to be able to get out there on pick and roll situations defensively. So I like what Houston did. Clint Capella is still a productive player, and I think he's going to add a lot of value to the Hawks.
You know what? Houston has always kind of been, or at least tried to be, a step or two ahead of the rest of the league in terms of the evolution of the game with the way that they shoot three-pointers. And I believe in Daryl Morey, not just because he always provides us something to talk about with making moves like this all the time, but also because, like, he tries to be a step ahead. And he looked at, surveyed the Western Conference and said, I don't know if we have what it takes right now. And I'm glad you brought up Jordan Bell, because they are going to be small, but Bell can cover some fives, and they will use him. And I'm also glad you brought up Montrezl Harrell, because he was on the Rockets, and they let him get away. But Jalen, what does Covington, like a 3-and-D guy, what does he bring to the Rockets roster?
So, again, now you just added a couple of interchangeable parts. Covington is a capable three-point shooter that, it can, again, guard multiple positions on the perimeter. And you're just trying to create space. You're trying to create switches. And you hope guys going to be able to make open shots. That's really what they're doing. They're reinvesting in their style of play. We all know who Mike D'Antoni is. We know how fast he wants his teams to play. And like you said, Daryl Morey will reinvent his roster. Look at the landscape of the West. You don't have the Lakers bigs of Anthony Davis, Dwight Howard, and JaVale McGee. You don't have somebody that can slow down the Joker. He's just too good. You don't have anybody that's going to oppose Rudy Gobert in the paint. Look at Porzingis, a 7-footer making threes for the Mavs. So you just got to play a smaller version of what you've already been.
And you know Mike D'Antoni's not a defensive-focused coach, to say the least. So now it's simple for him. Switch everything. Just switch everything. What are we doing on defense? Switch everything. That's what we're doing on defense. Let's talk about offense again. But I also want to talk about a different offense, and that is of the Atlanta Hawks. I love Trae Young so much. He's such a fantastic player to watch, and his development has been much quicker than I expected. And the sneaky winner of all of this is Trae Young, because now he's been throwing lobs, but now he's got a real rim runner in Capella to catch and dunk those lobs. How do you think this changes the Hawks, who are a terrible basketball team, but are looking to get better soon?
So in an era of what's considered pace and space and when teams are downsizing, you know, I continue to highlight the distinction of several bigs in the game. Are they there because of their skill, dribble, pass, and shoot, make plays for others? Are they there because of their will, rebound, block shots, rim run, that type of player? The latter is who Clint Capella is. But now all of a sudden you insert him into the East, he becomes a lot better than people realize because the centers on that side of the conference, you have Joel Embiid. He's going to deal with some injury issues, but he's shown to be one of the top talents in the game. Indiana, they play Miles Turner a lot at the five spot. Toronto, they're using Gasol and they're using Serge Ibaka. So the Boston Celtics, they use multiple guys. So he now becomes one of the better bigs in that conference. And you put him next to Collins, Trey, you know he's going to pull up from 30 plus feet. Now all of a sudden you have somebody that's going to be a finisher down low. He's going to be really productive for them.
So, Jalen, what does this tell you about what the Minnesota Timberwolves are thinking and what they're doing?
Well, if I was them, I would be thinking about trying to keep my anchor, Karl-Anthony Towns, who didn't make All-Star but puts up astronomical numbers and has to show if he could be the best player on a contending team. Flip Wiggins' contract somehow, some way, and see if I can pair Big Cat with his good friend D'Angelo Russell. We see that he's being shot by the Golden State Warriors. Now, if you're able to pair those guys up in Minnesota, you keep them both for a long time. If you're not able to do that, you ultimately make Cat unhappy, and you may lose him mentally short term. In the offseason, he may decide he doesn't want to be there anymore.
Well, Jalen, that was the big news from yesterday, and the big game from yesterday did not disappoint. It was the Bucks against the Pelicans, and it was nationally televised, and it was so fun to watch. It was a matchup between two freakish athletes, the Greek Freak himself and that man Zion Williamson. Well, the Bucks did win the game, but they delivered, especially with some highlights going up against each other like that. Zion did not score when he was contested by the Greek Freak, but he did rip the ball away from him. And I love that play so much. What do you see from this matchup between Zion and Giannis?
So the evolution of the big man, because there are times on the floor defensively when Giannis is guarding a one or he's guarding a five. There's times when he's ducking in to get post-ups. There's times when he's rim running. There's times when he's leading the break. And also, many of those times, he's the tallest player out there, which is fascinating. And then you have Zion, who's the heaviest player out there, the most athletic player out there. And so he's a bull in a china shop. So the distinction was length against width. They both can play above the rim if they get space. And so you add Lopez as well up front. You got 2 7-foot bodies contesting at Zion, making him shoot over taller players, and that affected his efficiency in the paint.
Jalen, while those two were some of the freakish athletes we saw on the floor last night, the biggest freaky athlete we saw on the floor last night was a gentleman by the name of Patrick Connaughton. Look at what he did in this game. While everyone's focused on Zion and Giannis, look at my man Pat. Patty C throwing it down. And you know what? I watched this and I said to myself, Pat Connaughton is going to win the dunk contest. Pat Connaughton is going to win the dunk contest. Remember where you heard it first, right here on Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, why do you think I'm so excited about Patty C in the dunk contest?
You know what? It's February. You already unbearable. The G-Eazy news and Pat Connaughton going to the dunk contest.
Like, going to the dunk contest.
You can't be doing that contest this month.
He is.
Y'all can't be taking no victory laps this month.
You know what? When they talk about freakish athletes in this game, then you mentioned Zion, you mentioned Giannis, but you got to mention my guy, Patty C. Jalen Rose, I called him out early in the season, but I have to admit, the stretch mark five is doing his thing. Nikola Jokic, who I call the stretch mark five, had 29 points, 13 rebounds, and 9 assists last night in a win over the Blazers. Didn't just beat the Blazers, beat the brakes off the Blazers, and they're just half a game behind the Clippers for the 2 seed in the West. What did you think about Jokic and the Nuggets' dominant win last night?
I'm just glad to hear you putting some respect on my guy's name. And I want to make sure, as a leader of the new school, I continue to highlight how, as a point center, Jacoby called him a stretch mark five. Great name. You should trademark it. How, if you look, and all of a sudden now these guys are initiating offense and getting double figure assists. Look at Bam Adebayo in Miami, how his ball skills have developed. There are teams that are now running their offense through their five position, and it's been an evolution of the game to watch it be inverted. And nobody embodies it like Jokic. And so now all of a sudden, like you said, he played his way into shape. The Nuggets have a legit chance to have a top 2 or 3 record in the Western Conference, which is going to upset potentially the apple cart of the Lakers and the Clippers, whom a lot of people, including myself, feel are the actual best teams in the West. The Nuggets and or the Jazz going to interrupt potentially those two LA teams playing in the Western Conference Finals.
Well, Jalen, you know Jokic is my guy, but I got some bad news for you and your guy. Dame Lillard came back to Earth last night. You know what? He's been superhuman for so long. He came back to Earth 8 for 23. He did have 21 points, but it was the first time he shot under 40% since January 9th. Just not his night, or do you think that the streak could be over?
No, I think that Denver has a lot of tall, long, athletic defenders that can switch a lot on the perimeter. They did a lot of contesting at the rim, contesting at the three-point line. Their bigs did a better job of trying to shield in the pick and roll when Dame rolled down the middle. The weak side helper tend to be there. The Nuggets defense was all over Dame. They didn't want to have a big game, and that's why he ended up with 23 shot attempts and only 21 points.
So, Jalen, you're a loyal fan of your Detroit Pistons, but if you listen to this show or watch this show, you know I'm a Daeezy fan. Like, I'll jump on a bandwagon, jump off a bandwagon real quick. And you know what? I'm off the New York Knicks. The news came in yesterday that the New York Knicks have parted ways with Steve Mills. Ooh. But not only that, there was follow-up news that they were looking to replace him with who? Masai Ujiri. Here's the problem, my guys. Masai Ujiri's under contract, and he's happy. And I don't think he's going anywhere. Like, I don't understand how you can – I understand why you could part ways with Steve Mills. The team has been terrible under his – you know, under his guidance for the last 7 or 8 years. But I don't understand how the next news is we want Masai Ujiri when Masai Ujiri is not just under contract somewhere else, happily under contract somewhere else. What is going on with the New York Knicks?
So I got a plan for New York Knicks fans. And sometimes happiness is right in front of you and you may not even appreciate it. And it's not even going to cost you a blank check to do it. It's not even going to cost you a blank check to do it. Exit Steve Mills. They should allow Scott Perry to actually make basketball decisions.
Oh.
I saw the fine print of the release that said that he's going to be the GM for the foreseeable future. Now, of course you want as many great people at their jobs in one place as possible. And if you are able to land Masai with a blank check to come to New York to oversee all basketball, be the president, you're still going to need the GM. And he's right there in front of you in Scott Perry. So it's going to be interesting to see how that dynamic plays out. But only one person decides. That's James Dolan.
Well, I've got advice for Knicks fans as well. And that was very well put and smart, and I like what you did there. But my advice for Knicks fans, just become Nets fans. You know what I mean? You got KD running around. You know, we've been to Barclays a few times. It's a really good time out there. Just become a Nets fan.
Whoa.
That's like all diehard Knicks fans. Just become a Die Easy fan.
Whoa.
Jump over to Brooklyn. That's what I did. I'm a Brooklyn Nets fan right now. Sorry, MSG. I'll be at Barclays. Right now, we have some statue news. I would like to welcome in senior statue analyst, not just of ESPN, but of the world, Jalen Anthony Rose. Jalen Rose, the gentleman being honored with the statue is Hank Gathers. Now, you and I, we're washed. We're over the hill. We know exactly who Hank Gathers was and his significance. But for those that are younger than us, please explain to them who Hank Gathers was.
Rest in peace to the late, great Hank Gathers. His style of play was a bull in a china shop. He changed ends really fast. He liked to operate on that baseline. And Loyola Marymount played in a free-flowing style where it was pace and space before it was defined as such. And if you think about it, their coach, Paul Westhead, won a championship in 1980 with the Lakers with Magic. And then all of a sudden, he ends up at LMU creating a collegiate style of play that was really effective, and nobody embodied it like Hank Gathers, who tragically died on the basketball floor 30 years ago this March Madness. And in honor, his teammates, in particular Bo Kimble, went out and played a terrific NCAA tournament, and to pay tribute to him, Bo Kimble shot his free throws with his left hand throughout that tournament. It was one of the most memorable runs that we've seen. And Hank Gathers, rest in peace, gave his life to the game, literally.
I mean, I have watched very closely about 35 NCAA tournaments, and we've seen so many Cinderella stories, but there was none more significant in my life and more emotional than this Loyola Marymount team as they made their way through the tournament. Now, Jalen, we mentioned that Hank Gathers is being honored, and I know you really like outside statues, not inside statues. It's very important to you, so I have good news. This will be an outside statue, but my question for you, senior statue analyst, Jalen Anthony Rose, what should the statue look like?
Oh, his physicality. On the right side of the rim, carving out space against a defender, going up heavy with the right hand. He'll bang it on you, too. So, like, they have great options of how it can look and how they can sculpt it, but that's how I would like it. On the right side of the rim, bodying a defender, knocking them back on their heels, and just doing a power move.
Well, you know about Sport Clips, but guess what? Sport Clips is now getting easier and better. Sport Clips Haircuts now has Amazon Alexa and Google Nest device online check-in. That's right. Enjoy features you already know from Sport Clips website and mobile app check-in, including checking wait times and choosing your favorite location. Keep your valuable time to yourself and get in line online before heading out for your next haircut. Sport Clips, you choose the cut, they cut the wait. Jalen Rose, you know, I've got three kids. I got to wake up early. I'm completely washed and old, and I usually go to bed early. Couldn't go to sleep early last night. I had to watch LeBron James because LeBron James put on a show. He always does, but this one was a little different. He hit 6 for 9 three-point shots. Ended up with 36.7 rebounds, 9 assists, 19 fourth-quarter points. And at one point, it seemed like he hit 4-5 straight threes. Jalen Rose, what do you think about the three-point threat, LeBron James?
Well, that's what you want from an all-time great player, is his game to continue to evolve. And we know that LeBron James is one of the most powerful locomotives that the game has seen, driving the basketball to the basket for layups, for dunks, and ones, all of that stuff. But then he started to evolve his game where he started shooting off the dribble and he got signature shots where he could turn over his right shoulder. He felt comfortable kind of trying to lift that left leg up when he shot the ball. And so he likes when he's dribbling left and leaning left to shoot the ball. That's become his money. And that's his heat check play. And so when he starts making that shot, he starts feeling good about his three-point opportunities. he's going to be virtually unstoppable on certain nights. And that's what, unfortunately, the San Antonio Spurs ran into, scoring 19 in the fourth.
So, Jalen, I want to celebrate LeBron James for a second for something that I noticed during the game last night. Now, I think that so much has been made of LeBron James's hairline and making jokes and, you know, did he get transplants? And I think it's kind of corny at this point to keep making fun of us for his hairline. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to celebrate him for something. Because watching the game last night, I noticed something different about his hair. He kind of let the world know that he's got a little Manu. And you know what? He's like, I'm not going to try to cover it up. I'm not going to try to throw some Beijing on there. I'm just going to be myself. And he's evolved as a man to the point where he's comfortable having an imperfect hair. We all know what he's been through. We've all seen the befores and afters. And I feel like he's more mature now. He's a leader. He's a father. And he's so comfortable with himself that I feel like there's some correlation between him letting his hair free and him letting the ball free from three. I can predict that him stopping to hold on to his hairline will lead to the Lakers winning the championship this year. Remember where you heard it first on Jalen and Jacoby.
Should I follow up and say anything after that? Is there anything for me to say?
Listen, all I have to say is if you could have LeBron James's game, but you'd have to have LeBron James's hairline, which one would you pick?
Oh, I pick his game.
I think you would too.
I pick his game. No doubt about it. I ain't crazy.
Well, moving on. Obviously, when you're talking about the Lakers, it's hard not to think about and honor the life and the tragic death of Kobe Bryant and Dwight Howard. Before Kobe passed away, Kobe and Dwight Howard famously had a very contentious relationship. And he said that he wanted Kobe Bryant to help him in the dunk contest. And our guy, Dave McMenamin, tweeted this. Dwight Howard says prior to the accident, he got word that Kobe Bryant was indeed going to come to Chicago and join him in the dunk contest to help him on a dunk. Dwight says it's heartbreaking that he never got the chance to tell him how much he appreciated him. Jalen Rose, my question for you is, what does this, the fact that Kobe Bryant was willing to build this bridge and to show the world that they had changed and evolved, this relationship is different, what does that action or intended action tell you about where Kobe was at when he tragically passed away?
So, like, his destiny was something that he was determined to make happen. And as a player, that carries you to the point where sometimes you feel isolated and or you feel introverted. That could be from your own teammates sometime. That could be from the opponent. That could be from the media. And he wasn't somebody that did a lot of fraternizing. And so when you go out and accomplish everything that he was able to accomplish and then seeing second act to the point where you get two numbers retired, that also gives you a chance the last handful of years to kind of evaluate the journey. And as we saw him ease into fatherhood and being a husband for public consumption and winning an Academy Award, he now became a Yoda in a lot of sorts. Mm. That somebody that took so much in his mind from the game that now he was going to reinvest it. So he was doing breakdowns of James Harden and Jason Tatum and mentoring players like Kyrie Irving and willing to squash his previous beefs with people like Dwight Howard. It's just unfortunate that we didn't get a chance to see this moment. And it's a lot. It's really tragic. We won't get a chance to see a lot of great things that are going to be attributed to his legacy, like his Hall of Fame induction. Mm. And him getting a statue outside of Staples Center. So these are going to be heart-wrenching moments to go with all of the tragic memories that we have of the loss of not only Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi, but the other seven victims as well.
Well, to transition from some bad news for the city of Los Angeles, we have some good news for the city of Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Dodgers were involved in a trade with the Red Sox and the Twins, and the big pieces coming to Los Angeles are Mookie Betts and David Price. Jalen, seems like the Dodgers have been so close to winning the World Series over the past 4 or 5 years. Can Mookie and Price take this team over the top? and get them a championship.
Mookie! I believe so. If you're the Dodgers, you're telling yourselves if the Houston Astros weren't flat out cheating, we would at least won a World Series. So absolutely, you upgrade your baseball team when you add Mookie Betts, one of the best players and leadoff hitters in the game. David Price has shown clearly throughout his career, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, that he can be a game changer and has been a champion. So to me, this is the Dodgers putting all of their chips in the middle of the table and going for it this season.
Jalen, sometimes in the world of sports and pop culture, there are certain videos that need to be broken down in detail. So you and I have to go to the table. Right now, the city of Kansas City is celebrating their first NFL championship in half of a century. And Travis Kelce, well, he got a little bit of a head start. Let's check in on Kelce as he's on his way back to Kansas City, Missouri. See him on the plane. He is using the Lombardi Trophy as a beer luge to drink an entire beer off the trophy into his mouth. Jalen Rose, do you think this is a boss move or a soft move? Do you think this is, should he be concerned about germs? Like, what do you think about this move from Kelce?
I think that I do a television show with somebody that owes the program a shoey, like he promised.
I'll do a shoey.
Somebody that has smashed beer cans on his head and taken all types of beverages and shotgunned them and all of that stuff.
All of that.
That also plays a lot of basketball. He just had zero in his previous game.
He wouldn't have beers afterwards. You have to bring that up.
So if that's the case, of course I would drink it after I just won a Lombardi Trophy. You're drinking beer anyway. And you took a shower this morning. You would be the opposite of Kelce. You would do it off the Lombardi and not take a shower.
I think this is a trend-setting moment. I think that we will look back at this as the very first beer that was chugged off the Lombardi Trophy. But this is not going to be the last time that someone drank a beer off the Lombardi Trophy. Travis Kelce, you are an innovator and a trendsetter, and we salute you. This segment is a choose-your-own-adventure. I'm going to propose a topic. If you decide you want to discuss it, it'll be up to you. This is called Keep It Moving. If you want to talk about it, say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Let's get it.
I have an update on the health of Kevin Durant. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Take a look at this encouraging video from the Brooklyn Nets practice facility. That is none other than Kevin Durant. Guess what he's doing? He is running. Jalen, what does this tell you about the status of Kevin Durant? Also, good football throw.
That's very encouraging. It's great to see him upright, whether it's with a football or with a basketball. I don't anticipate, like everybody, obviously, that he played this year for obvious reasons. But it's great to see him running, and that lets us know that his rehab seems to be taking its course.
He did look a little like Jimmy G overthrowing receivers in that, though. A little bit like Jimmy G in the fourth quarter for a second there. Let me lay off Jimmy G, though. Jalen, I also have video of LeBron James that I really want to show you. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
The brakes.
See, I love this video so much. First of all, I got to get active on TikTok. It's just too popular now. But here's LeBron and his son dancing at the house. And you know what? As a dad, just makes me so happy. Because you know what? You know who loves this? His son, Bryce. His son, Bryce, loves this. Jalen, what does this show you about LeBron James off the court?
It's true to character and personality, and it's great to see him being a father, spending quality time with his son, and also doing what the cool kids do. LeBron James is an entrepreneur as well, and TikTok is the new thing that the kids are excited about, so he's helping his son get his followers up, too. That's all great.
That's really what it is. Bryson's saying, hey, Dad, do this video, because if you do this video, everyone's going to follow me on TikTok. So you know what? Shout out to him for sacrificing. Look a little bit corny doing the dance for his son. Love that video. Shout out to you, LeBron. We have a baseball Hall of Fame controversy. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Jalen, there are 397 voters in the Hall of Fame. Famously, 396 of them voted in Derek Jeter. However, they have released the results of 315 of those ballots, all of which voted for Derek Jeter, meaning the person that did not vote for Derek Jeter is staying in the shadows and keeping quiet. Is this a cowardly act?
That's a soft move, because you're supposed to be a member of the media. We're about having opinions. Mm-hmm. Therefore, once you have an opinion and you're in a powerful position like voting for the Hall of Fame, you should be not only somebody that wants to acknowledge why you voted the way you voted, but you should be proud of it.
Yeah.
But no, you're ashamed. And you know why? You should be. Because everybody knows that Derek Jeter should have been unanimous.
Facts. Jalen, we have an update on the Michigan State football team. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Keep it moving.
I had a feeling you'd say that.
We keep it moving.
We have more Alex Morgan pregnant training video. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
The brakes.
Soccer superstar Alex Morgan is 7 months pregnant, but she's still out here doing this. Jalen, do you think that Alex Morgan's 7 month pregnant workout, you could finish from start to finish?
No. And I don't have to be pregnant. No, I couldn't at all. She's such a terrific athlete, and it again makes sure it continues to embody for me why women are so very special. Mm-hmm. Like that's just amazing for her to have that level of discipline and concentration and footwork and dedication to her craft while doing something that's so very important, like carrying a baby. Like I'm just not as responsible. I'm just not.
Oh, we know. Oh, we know very well. Very well how irresponsible you are. Le'Veon Bell news. Keep it moving or hit the
keep
brakes.
It moving for now. No Jets.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, I have a story that I will be so upset if you don't hit the brakes on. Just please hit the brakes. Please hit the brakes.
The brakes.
There's a gentleman in Cincinnati who called the police 25 times. He said he needed some help finding something that was very special for him. Very special. And after calling the police over and over and over again, they finally showed up, and he asked for the police to drive him around the city so he could find his lost hoodie. And not only that, the police said, sir, we think you're intoxicated. Why don't you just take a rest and go to sleep? He continued to call the police department because he needed someone to drive him around and find his missing hoodie. Jalen Rose, what do you make of this story?
A duality. You know, probably definitely inebriated and medicinal. Also, it lets you know that their police force, you know, they're really patient.
Yes.
You know, that's a tough gig. Like, we talk a lot about policing people, but I couldn't do that. Like, they put their lives on the line, and they make so many sacrifices for themselves and their families. And then you got this person wasting your time calling 25 times. Like, I would have been mad at him.
Do you think this person looks like you or me?
That person looks like you.
Well, Google the story and find out. Well, most of us have found out the hard way. Getting into debt is easy, and getting out, it's hard, especially if your credit score isn't that great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just a credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high interest credit card debt. Here's the thing. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They reward you based on your education and your job history, and they reward you by giving you a smarter rate. Upstart believes you're more than just a credit score. They believe in you, the real you. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. The hard pull happens when you accept your rate. The best part? Once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day, over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. And here's how you do it. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/Jacoby. Find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/Jacoby. Listen, it wasn't such a big deal that the Rockets beat the Hornets last night, but it's the way that the Rockets beat the Hornets. James Harden had 40 points, 9 boards, and 12 assists. Jalen, this was without Clint Capella. What do you think about Harden cooking in this new small ball system?
Well, they've been terrific without Capella these last 10 or so games. And so they reinvested in that style of play by the trades that they made. Clint Capella is going to be productive for the Hawks. But if you look at the landscape of the Western Conference, the top teams have productive bigs. You bring in Russell Westbrook. If he's making threes, you could keep Clint Capella on the baseline and have size. If Russ isn't making threes, then he needs that space to operate.
Yep.
And that's just the chess move that you play, and ultimately we'll see how that plays out.
So you see what he had. He had 40 points, 12 assists, 9 rebounds. Usually NBA players know when they're close to a triple-double. So let's just take a look towards the end of the game when James Harden needs one more rebound. One more rebound. And Austin Rivers takes it from Harden. Jalen, when you're on the floor, are you aware of something like that, that he needs one more rebound for a triple-double?
Yes. Austin Rivers been around the game since he was a toddler. Okay, for those that don't know, his father's Glenn Doc Rivers, played mostly with the Hawks, played alongside Dominique Wilkins. And if Neek had 48, Doc knew we got to get him to 50. That just came with it. And Austin came up under that premise. Okay, he knows as a player, you got to let Harden get that triple-double. You got to let him get that triple-double.
Got to let him do it.
Especially Come your on. Best player. You got to let him get that triple-double.
Next, big day for D'Angelo Russell, who has been rumored in some trade talks. The Warriors head to Brooklyn, where he played last year, to play the Nets. Jalen, the Warriors were engaged with Minnesota about a D'Angelo Russell trade. That reportedly ended. And they also said they want to see Russell and Steph play together. Do you think Russell stays with the Warriors past the trade deadline?
I wouldn't be surprised if he does. I felt like if it was going to happen, it seems like it would happen with Minnesota. Seems like they would be motivated to do something, but you know, they probably got a couple of parts that people don't necessarily want at the time that they're trying to give them. And so D'Angelo showed that in the East, he could be an all-star level player. He could still be a guy that gets buckets in the West, averaging over 20 points. He's going to be a commodity as a really young player.
Jalen, you know, I support you and I love you very much. And part of that is me falling in love with the Michigan Wolverines. You know what I mean? I support the football team until they start losing, but I've really been rooting for Juwan and the Michigan Wolverines. So I'm watching this Ohio State game on my phone before my rec league game. And this happens at the end of the game. Close game. He gets a foul right there. That is a foul. He earned a foul. And then what do the refs do? The refs go to the table and decide that Xavier Simpson is guilty of a flagrant foul, which leads from Michigan losing the lead and eventually losing the game. Jalen, this is so wrong. So wrong. What do you think about this injustice, this tragedy that happened in Ann Arbor last night?
So it was really head scratching to see how it was called and administered, because as somebody that's been in and around the game my entire life, Here are the dynamics that took place. Michigan's trailing by one. Their point guard, Xavier Simpson, has the basketball. Mm-hmm. Does a great crossover move versus the big. Goes in with the left. He gets fouled. After he gets fouled, he did what most human beings would do that are a quarter of the size of the person that's knocking them down, as to try to hold on to break his fall so he doesn't fall on his tailbone or fall on his shoulder or hit his head on the ground. So you grab onto whoever's around when you're about to fall. I don't understand how that's a flagrant foul on the offensive player.
A flagrant foul. Do you know what happened? I know exactly what happened. The ref saw the ripped jersey. The ref saw the ripped jersey and like, wait a second, let's take a look at what happened. And even after seeing what happened, I don't know how you call this a flagrant foul. This is a big game for Michigan. This is an in-conference game. Both these teams are fighting for a tournament berth. Like, I'm this was just wrong. I was so mad when I saw this. I thought about you and I said, you know what? I bet Jalen Rose just kicked something in this house. I bet you just threw over the
small guy in your house. Versus big guy. They're both off balance. He's going up for the layup. As he know that he got the foul, he's grabbing him so he don't fall and bust his head on the floor. That's basic physics. How do you get a flagrant foul at college basketball when that game was physical the entire time? Both teams was getting away with fouls the entire game, if that's the case. That was the worst call I've seen in a long time in college basketball.
Seriously. Jalen Rose, after this game and this loss for Michigan Wolverines, I said to myself, is this team going to miss the tournament? I ask you that question. Is this Michigan Wolverine team a tournament team?
Of course. We're definitely going to make the tournament. Losses like yesterday don't help how it played out at the end, but they played themselves into the NCAA tournament, and they're going to advance once they get in it.
Well, first of all, thank you for putting me on the Michigan Wolverines.
Livers
and I
want
to give a big shout to Juwan Howard, the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, former teammate of Jalen Rose. We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV.
It makes me proud that the pod father, Bill Simmons, is being sold. The Ringer is being sold to Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
That is major.
You know what?
Spotify is buying The Ringer. If it wasn't for the Podfather, we wouldn't be here 9 years later.
I'm very happy for the Podfather and all my brothers and sisters that work at The Ringer. But I also want to say this is, you know I'm negative, right? You know I'm always negative. And I always know that something really good happens to one of the people that are close to me when I get jealous. You know what I mean? Whenever like one of my friends gets a new job and I get jealous, whenever I see an announcement about one of my friends and I'm like, oh man, I wish that was me. That's how I know they did something really good. And again, it is selfish. It is egotistical. It is narcissistic. That is not the way that you should approach life, but I feel the way I feel. And when I saw the announcement, I was like, man, I wish that was me. Man, I wish that was me.
Well, here's a different way for you to think about it. Competitive.
Yeah.
You know? You do work in a space, you know, like every time I'm in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. I like
you know
pig's
what?
Feet.
Let me tell you something, Jalen Rose. This is a really good lesson here, and I'm glad you brought this up. There's a really good lesson for everybody here, and that is I've known the Podfather for quite some time. We are close friends. And I've seen him at the highest of highs at ESPN. And whether you consider justly or unjustly, I think you know where I stand, I've seen him have his contract not be renewed by ESPN. And whether unjustly or unjustly, I think it was unjustly, I've seen him have a high-profile HBO show be taken off HBO. And you know what? There's a lesson there. There's a lesson there. There's always bumps in the road. It's not always good news. There's highs and lows. But if you work hard and you're a good person and you keep riding, If the lowest of the lows doesn't feel like it, then there's going to be days like today. There's going to be days like today.
Well said. Well said. And crazily, it happens on the same day his beloved Red Sox trade Mookie Betts. I cannot make this up. And also, he has an amazing, terrific, wonderful, fantastic eye for talent.
Yeah, he does.
You know how I know, Jacoby?
Yeah, because he gave us a shot. Oh, I know it because he gave us a shot.
Bang.
Come on. That's what they said. In the article I read there, like, one of the statements was like, he's a magnet for talent. I was like, that's right.
We take pride in being his dopest offsprings.
Yep.
Regardless of affiliation, regardless of network, we still all family. We gonna all be in the same place at the same time doing what we do. Sooner than people think, I'm sure.
I love it. I'm so happy. I'm so happy for the Podfather. I really am. It's great. It's great. I had to click on two different outlets just to make sure it was real. You know what I mean? And not just the Podfather. Like a lot of people that I work with behind the scenes at Grantland. I can't name everybody because I always miss people. But there's a couple dozen people that I've worked very closely with at Grantland that are also at the Ringer that have reason to celebrate today. You know? It also says, like, sometimes you gotta bet on yourself. Sometimes you just gotta bet on yourself. I'm so happy for him. Good for Bill. Good for them. Jay.
What up, though?
I have to admit something. I have a confession to make. Last week, last Wednesday, my rec league game, I played so well. 13, 15 points, hitting threes, hitting jumpers. I was really feeling good about myself. Confident going into yesterday's matchup. Usually we play on Wednesdays. It was on a Tuesday night. And you know in warm-ups, you evaluate the other team. You know how you do that? Everybody's ever played basketball.
Of course.
You know, you do a visual check. Of course. And, you know, obviously the eye check doesn't tell you 100% of the story. But I could tell during the eye check that we were in for a night. You know what I mean? And, Jay, I put up another donut. Probably 0 for 6 from the field.
What?
Got scored on a bunch. 0 points. Turnover. I mean, I made some good plays. It wasn't all bad. But it's just like, they're just bigger, younger, and better at basketball than us. They had this one dude that was just like Zion. He was just Zioning me. Just putting a shoulder into me. Then I'm going backwards, and he's laying the ball in. And I'm looking at my teammates like, what do you want me to do? Punch him in the face? Like, what do you want me to do? Kick him in the groin? Like, yo, see the size of this guy?
So you ready for your therapy? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready for your basketball one-on-one therapy?
I need it.
Okay. First and foremost, you have the only basketball league that the games are scheduled on Wednesday, but y'all always end up playing on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. We got the game next Tuesday, too. Next Tuesday, too. My wife think I'm lying.
Right. So you see, I'm on to that, too. Like, is the league on Wednesdays or Tuesdays? That's first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, you can't be scoring zero, dog.
I know.
You got to throw your body into somebody. You got to flop. You got to do something. You can't be having zero.
I'm mentally weak. I miss a couple. Like, I had my second shot, I had an open corner three, goosenecking, felt good. I started running back on defense, like, with a little swagger. Like, that's going in. Rim, 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 out. And that just, ever since then, I just turned into my little shell, got sad, started overpassing. You know what I mean? But, yo, Jay, like, they were better than us. But I saw some second half. I saw some Achilles heel moments. The big guys started getting tired. You know, they started missing shots. We might see them in the championship, and we got a puncher's chance. We got a puncher's chance against them. You know, we got a puncher's chance.
So, I got to give you some older player advice that I just heard you breaking down your game.
Mm-hmm.
One, selling for too many threes.
Selling for too many threes. One. You didn't see this one. I took 1-3, and it was wide open in the office. They played a zone. It was like one of those swing, 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 wide open corner threes. Like, I had to. If I don't shoot that one, then, like, what are we doing out here?
Well, you're open for a reason. And so that goes to my next point. The reason why you're driving and passing and getting turnovers is because you got to use the mid-range.
Yeah. You know what?
I got to use mid-range.
But you know what?
Yeah, got to go mid-range.
Let me go positive. Let me go positive for two big, big things that happen. Number one, usually if I miss my first two shots, I go 0 for 2 for the game. But at least I took six. I kept firing them. I kept firing them up. You know what I mean? Like, they kept going up there. I got one blocked. Yo, they blocked more shots. Yo, they were athletic, Jay. They're athletic. They could jump. They were taller than me. And you know what, Jay? I'm not going to act like this isn't a factor. They weren't just bigger and better and younger. They were blacker. I try to use some code words like athletic. Well, you know what I mean?
Well, if you look at the landscape of the sport in high school, college, and pro, you know, it's dominated predominantly 70% by people that look like me. So you were part of that 30% yesterday, buddy.
Yeah, I was. But you know what? I love my team. We didn't have the best game. We got to play well to beat them. You know, when you're overmatched, you just got to play tight.
So I got to go deeper into the box score. You know, it's my job to analyze things that people don't see. Mm-hmm. So a couple of more questions about your rec league. Did you guys go for beers afterwards?
Every single time, no matter what. No matter what.
Okay. That's a great
time. You saw my text messages
time.
About the show at 1:15 in the morning. You know what I mean? I watched LeBron game. LeBron was up by 25.
Okay,
I'm still watching. Yeah.
and that's called drowning your sorrows. You didn't realize that's what you were doing, but that's what y'all were doing too.
So let me give one excuse.
The conversation was 75% about the 75% of the conversation was about the game and the league.
It always starts that way. It's more like the first quarter of the conversation's about the game, and then we start getting tired of talking about how trash we are, and then we just move on to other things about kids and life and work and whatnot. But Jay, a couple things. Number one, my son yesterday woke up at 5:15 in the morning. I don't give excuses, not excuses. I'm just giving you the game. 5:15 in the morning. Work all day. Nanny isn't working on Tuesdays and Thursdays. She's going to school. That's a problem. So then I gotta pick up the kids. Pick up the girls from their little after-school program, cook dinner for all three of them, and then put them to bed. Game started at 9:15. Like, my body clock ain't ready for this. You know what I mean? You can't start the game when I've been up for 16 hours. Like, that ain't going to work. I need a nap. Like, NBA
That's
players take a nap
work.
For a reason. That's just not going to work.
They do.
That is not going to
work.
Correct. But also, one more thing on this, because I know y'all don't care about my rec league team. I showered this morning. Hit the applause, Reg.
Yes.
Hit the applause.
That was the next question.
Yup.
That was the next question.
Showered, face wash.
That was the next question.
Deodorant on. Aftershave. My wife didn't like the way my old aftershave smelled, so she bought me some new aftershave. You know, that's what I'm up to out here.
All wins.
I appreciate you. You know, you are my therapy, man. I appreciate that. That's one thing I love about this program. Thank you so much. You got to come to a game and just help me out. You know, I think I need like, you know what?
I just need to
go to a gym. I need to shoot. I need to get some shots up. Ray Allen shot 1,000 jumpers a day. I shoot like 6 a week.
How many you shoot?
You know what I mean? 6 a week. 6 a week. That's not a recipe for success. I used to be good at this sport. I promise. Jalen, a couple things. You know, I put on for my white guys in the NBA. Today's a sad day for that brotherhood. Because of the Capella and Covington trade, the Atlanta Hawks found themselves with too many basketball players on the roster. And, unfortunately, my guy Chandler Parsons was the victim of an alleged DUI driver and had a tragic car accident, which has now led to Chandler Parsons being relieved of his duties with the Atlanta Hawks. And, man, sometimes I just wish I could go back and rewind the clock and make things different for Chandler Parsons. Because do you remember that run on the Rockets? You know, and we signed that deal with the Mavs and everything was looking up. He dealt with injury after injury after injury and just never got to get back to where he was during his heyday. And I just wish him the best. And you know what? It is never over. Chandler, work your way back. Next thing you know, you could be on a championship team before you know it.
And also, I'm happy that he got his deal. We also talked about when he got his deal, being at the club with Mark Cuban. Mm-hmm. That was the best night out ever for him.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm happy that those dollars are guaranteed. Jacoby, while we lament Chandler Parsons, you and he can take some solace in this. Travis Kelce, Super Bowl winner,
mm-hmm.
drinking beer off the Lombardi.
Yup.
G-Eazy, allegedly dating Meg Thee Stallion. At least he was licking off her face.
He was licking her face. I don't know if they're dating, but he got close to her. They were snuggling.
That was a win.
Yeah, that's a big win.
Pat Connaughton.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the best team in basketball.
Yo, Eminem with a banging album that just dropped. Don't sleep on Eminem's album. Eminem's back. Yo, I, you know what? Sometimes I listen to an album and I'm like, all right, good, I heard that. Sometimes I listen to an album and I listen to it again. Eminem album slaps. Shout out to him. What a time. What a time for us.
Bars!
What a time for us.
Bars! Let's see. And let me tell you something that's controversial.
Jalen, we're already controversial. You say we toe the line. We're already over the line. I'm so happy the executives don't listen to the podcast.
This is all happening during Black History Month. all of these things. See, that's why we need more than one month.
You want me to write a strong
word
email?
See, we get the shortest month at that.
Yeah, you know what? We're all in a group text, and I'm gonna write the group text and be like, yo, we gotta dial it back. We gotta dial it back. We gotta dial it back. This is too much. Because we're all in a group text. It's a secret group text. I don't know if you know about it. We're all on it. I'm going to tell everybody on the group text. I'm going to say,
Malone,
like, yo, we got to dial it back.
Out here dropping hits.
Yeah, I Post Malone. He got the Bud Light commercials going on. I'm going to hit everybody on the group text. I'm going to hit everybody in the group text and tell them to dial it back. Before we can't continue this conversation, hit me with a voicemail. Call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. Make sure you call 985-80-JALEN, leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this. Jalen's still laughing.
Hey guys, this is Lauren from Detroit, and I'm a huge fan of you both. I listen all the time. I'm such a stan. My question for both of you is, what is your favorite romantic comedy? Mine is the classic Two Can Play That Game with Vivica Fox and Morris Chestnut. So I'm curious to hear y'all's answers. What is your favorite romantic comedy? Keep giving the people what they want.
Oh, wow. Best romantic comedy. First
She's
of all,
so
if
Detroit,
you listen to the show.
What up, though?
If you listen to the show, you know Jalen doesn't remember how movies work. You know what I mean? Jalen doesn't really know how movies work. And I haven't seen too many romantic comedies, to be honest with you. But some that come to mind, classic, Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman's a great romantic comedy. You know, morally challenged, but it's a great romantic comedy. And you know what, the one I love? Something About Mary. Don't sleep on Something About Mary. Jalen, I dare you to come up with a romantic comedy.
Is that cultural? Something About Mary? Is that cultural?
That's a great film, my friend. It is universal. But I'm telling you right now, you cannot name a romantic comedy. Go ahead, try. Go ahead.
Love and Basketball.
That's not a comedy, my guy.
Love Jones.
Okay, Tommy said that.
Boomerang, Eddie Murphy, Halle Berry.
That's a good one. You know what? I got the best romantic comedy no one ever heard of. Oh, God, I can't believe I didn't think of this. The best romantic comedy of all time, Coming to America.
What's that?
Mic drop. And no one can name a better one than Coming to America. It's over. Lauren from Detroit, I have your answer. It took us a while to get there. It is Coming to America. No doubt. Done.
No doubt. Classic.
Lauren, thank you so much for calling.
Classic.
Every Wednesday we celebrate the more intelligent, the kinder, the harder working, and the generally superior species, the ladies. Ladies, leave us a voicemail for next Wednesday.
Hey, call
95-80-JALEN. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.